Fine. So, Lucrez Purim. Let's just get rid of this again. I don't know what this is.
Oh my god. I need your pet that is up there.
The Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Yeah, you may have heard this Gemara before. Kalaimer Dover B'Shem Amrei. If you say something in the name of the one who said it. Yeah, are you with us? Kalaimer Dover B'Shem Amrei. Maybe Gula Lo'ilam, you bring a redemption to the world. Shenemar Vatoimer Esther Lamelech B'Shem Mordechai. Now, the Makor is that when Esther reported to the king what had happened with Big Son and Seresh, she didn't say that she was the one. Who did she say said it? She said it in the name of the person that told her. That was Mordechai. She said, Mordechai told me B'Shem Mordechai. Now, who brought Gula Lo'ilam here? Esther. She was the Goyal, right? She was the one who freed the Jewish people. So the Chazal say, what do you see from here? That since Esther was Omer Dover B'Shem Amrei, and she was Zoyche to bring the Geula, so if you need a Geula, be Omer Dover B'Shem Amrei. This is the Maimar Chazal. Now there's one very, very important question that we must address. The question is as follows. There are many, many wonderful things that a person can do. Let's say, for example, Pidyon Shvuyim, right, all that stuff. I don't know of any Chazal that says that if you do Pidyon Shvuyim, so then you're maybe Gula Olam, right? Things that would make more sense. If a guy learns 12 hours with the Tainus Dibur, maybe Gula Olam. He gets Oimer Dov B'Shem Amrei, so that means that every time what I have to say, if I say a joke, oh, by the way, Ibi told me a joke. Let me tell it over to you. It was Ibi's joke.
Oh, so then maybe Gula Olam?
There wasn't Torah here.
Give credit where
Esther quoted Mordechai telling Achashverosh about Big Son and Seresh. And you see, it may be Gula Olam. Like, what is the bar, right?
It is hard to do.
It's a nice thing to do.
Not true.
It's really decent people, when they hear a joke, they ask, oh,
it is people.
Yeah. Especially when it comes to like Boruts and stuff like that.
You want to say something.
Yeah, if a guy is a geschmack and a joke and you want to be the guy, But I don't think that, I'll be pashtus, we have a good shot, why you should be maybe Gula Olam. Yeah? So the moral here is going to flip this chazal. I love the out-of-the-box thinking of this. It's unbelievable how he gets into the yisoid of Purim, and then he comes back and he answers this kasha. He's going to answer this kasha with this yisoid, yeah? Avol Nireh, yeah? Let's go a little quickly. We're going to read this whole page here. Yeah, Avol Nireh. Not going to read the second side. Avol Nireh. Shedarshu. Kolayim radav v'shem amar mevi gulayim v'chsev achar dvarim v'yil l'gidal amelech es homon. Now Shapirshu, because how do they know that? Because it says afterwards, Achar Advarim Eile, the king raised up Haman. And Chazal say, B'chol Mokam, Achar Advarim, Samach Ulamayla. V'lamahu Samach. El B'shvil Shehu Yisborach, Koyim Sheshelech Makal Yisrael, Sheleach Refu Lehem. Again, the Geula had to have been there before the Melech was Gidel as Haman. So there's V'kan, Achar Shehem Ed Agoyal Lehem, He Esther, Bo HaMakal Yisrael. Ki Kvar Hoysa Esther Mochenes the Geula, B'shvil Sheh Amar Dabar B'shem Amroi, Hu Iker Achana Shehoysa Esther Zoycha the Geula, V'hu B'shvil Zeh. Meaning Chazal, the Maral's saying a beautiful pshat also, he's bemoaning something else. Meaning, how do you see over here that in this Sechus, it was maybe Geula Loilam? Like, what? Who said this is the thing? The answer was, because since the next Pasuk, the next Inyan over here is Achar Advar Ma'ele Gidal HaMelech Es Haman, so you see that the Makal came Gleich, right? So the refuah is always the thing right before the makkah. How is this the refuah before the makkah? This is the refuah before the makkah because she was Omer Dover B'Shem Amrei. That was the refuah. That was the geula. Now he says, "V'lo yehi kal lecha dover zeh." And here he gets into the tamtus hadover. You shouldn't take it lightly. She b'shvil kach tizke the geula, because she was Omer Dover B'Shem Amrei. That's why she was zoicha for the geula. Befrat the geula zois v'zeh. This geula, and again, where he says befrat the geula zoi, he's going to say what's special about the Purim miracle, that specifically should be done with someone who is oimer dov b'shem amrei. He says it in the name. He quotes the person who said it. V'zeh ki geula zoi befrat hoisa meshune mikol geulois. There's something extremely unique about this geula more than all the other geulois. Ki hoisa geula zoi kasher hayu Yisrael b'hastaras panam begalus. What was so unique about this Geula was that Klal Yisrael at this time, they were in Golos. Again, the Tkufa of Purim was Golos Bavel. It was the Tkufa between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. So they were in a maximum of Golos. Like Moshar Geula, not like other Geulas. Shebo Hashem Yisborach, Ligal Oysa Mitech Tzara. So he says, normally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, he takes you out of Tzara, and you're done, you're free, you're all set. V'kan, Afagav She'asa Hashem Yisborach, Geula Zayis, Mikol Mokam Nishor Yisob Gelusam. Even after the Purim story, where were they? Friends? And we're Golos. So the whole thing is itself something that's a very unique geula, that it wasn't a complete geula. So he says, Ki Purani is Haman Yoiser Kasha. Kasha Hayat Tzara Toich Tzara Sagolos. He says very interesting here. Because Haman, the whole Gezerah was a double Gezerah. They were already in a matzav of Golos, and Haman went to make it even worse. It was like, it was double. K'mashomar l'mayla, sh'lekach omer b'soif m'zech ha'schulin, ester min atari minayin, sh'nei ma'vanuchi haster aster.
Yeah,
Golos is bad.
Yeah, but after they left Mitzrayim, he said, maybe becoming Gabal Tyre, it wasn't like
They were already in a massive goal. They did not have the they weren't tachas the shibud of the goyim, and now it's even more. Haman comes and says, "Forget about the shibud. We're going to come and kill you."
Let's see, living right now, it's goals, but it's not like sorrow.
It's a sorrow because bad things happen to us, and we're not in control of it. Because now we're a shtickle. America's a medina shel chesed, so you know we don't feel it so much, and we have a shtickle sovereign nation over here. But even that, we have plenty of tsars here. In the fact, by the fact that we don't have, we're still goals.
From the
Medina. So he's gonna talk about that exactly. He'll talk about the various gulas. But he says, Esther min atarim minayim, shenemar vanoichi aster aster. Umayin Esther lizay yoyis mishar golias. Why is Esther v'hinei anoichi aster aster ponai b'yemahu was a pasuk that is in the Toichacha about golas, right? Golas is hester ponai. What does hester ponai mean? Hashem hides his face, which means that Hashem kilo is hidden from us. But it was there was a double hester there. So why Esther more than everybody else? Abarat zalemar ki dover zehu hasteras ponam legamri. Hashem ma'isam begalusam. So he says there were when a person when the stam of golas haster aster ponai is like Hashem says it's a double hester ponim. Double hester ponim is not regular golas. Regular golas is one hester ponim. The fact that Haman, in a matzav of golos, then he went to try to wipe them out, genocide, that is a double hester upon him. And that's why Chazal say, Esther min HaTorah, where's the remez to Esther in the Torah? When it says in the Torah, Haster Aster, that's Esther, because this story of Purim had this double tzara. Esther was the tkufa. Don't ask. Don't ask. There were many times of Darish al Shmad that they had a golos. When there's a shmad, which means when they tell you can't keep the Torah in the mitzvahs, that is the golos. Shabam mi malchus arivius. They're like when Edom, when the Romans came and made gezeiros, you can't keep the Torah or else. That the golos is not keeping the Torah, so it's only one golos. The golos is not keeping the Torah. But ukamoisha golos bam mi malchus arivius gamkin gami menu parana shel shmad. There was another level that they said if you don't keep the Torah, we'll kill you. But that's all one big zera. But leishayach tzara tzara racha kol tzara achasi. It's all one thing. That meaning Achashverosh was the Golos, and then Haman comes from the outside, and the king gives him a kick from the other side. Shuma Acher, it's later. It's from someone else. Excuse me. When she brashed on the Milo, there was a bevaday hastar asponim kasherim tachas Haman toy hastar asponim sheim tachas Achashverosh. So number one, Achashverosh is Golos. Haman is double Golos. V'nechshav says stira toich stira. So that's again, Hashem didn't just hide his face; it was a double mask. Yeah, last time Stam covered his face, but covered his face twice. L'kach nikris Esther al shem shal Yisrael behester ponim legamri. So he says, look at the next line. This mamash beautiful. There's something very unique about the geula from Haman that you don't find in other places. Even Neis Chanukah, it was a revealed miracle. It was an open miracle. How? Because you saw oil was only for light for one day, lights for eight nights. So that's a tremendous nace. Everyone sees that nace. It's obvious what's happening. The ilu geula zois lehoya boy nace nigla. Never in the geula of Purim was there a nace nigla that you could say to it to a non-believer, to a cynic, to a skeptic. Oh, by the way, look, Hashem redeemed us. Oh, get out of here, Esther. You had friends and this and that, and it worked out. You could explain all these events to be
explain
random.
Them away.
There, yeah, you could rationally explain them. He says, "Avol dover zeki kol hageula hazoyis hoya behester panim legamri v'im kol zeniglu." The Maral saying, "Gevalik amkus," because this hatzola was from Haman, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu, because they were still in Golos, Golos itself is Mechayev Hester Panim. So what do you want Hashem to do? Hashem should come and say, oh look, I'm here, I saved you, look, I made an open miracle. He can't. Because even the Hatzalah from Haman, but they were still stuck with Achashverosh. In other words, the whole Nes Purim was a Nes from the second Hester Panim. From the double one. But they still remained in a Matzav of the first one. That Matzav of Hester Panim, regular Hester Panim of Achashverosh, that prevented HaKadosh Baruch from doing an open miracle.
Why?
Because open miracles themselves our no, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu only does miracles in a matzah of Geula. Only when there's a base in Mikdash, when Klai Yisrael is sovereign. So then Klai Yisrael can have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Oh look, I'm here and I'm in control."
Well, Hanukkah.
Huh?
Hanukkah also
goes. No, they were not. Hanukkah, they had a base in Mikdash. Hanukkah was in the middle of Bayis Sheni.
Of course they did.
Huh?
Yeah, I
but I'm saying that was goof of the
that's
the chiluk. Yeah, so he says, that's the next line. Yo, lafuki Hanukkah. So he says, this is Mamash the Makor for it, by the way. This is the Makor for this. This is the first Makor you'll find for this. That's why Hashem's name is not in the Megillah. The Dover says, Shaila Gedoyla. How could you not have a mention of Hashem's name? Because since they were forced in Golos, it wasn't Shaya for the Ebeshur to make a whole parade and say, "Oh look, I'm here." Af Shahaya Goyal Oisik. The Maisa, he saved us from Haman. But Hayu Bastar Asponim, that Geula was a Geula in a mass of Hester Ponim. Ulakachle Nizkar Hashem in Megillah. The Altoimar Kibishfilzeh Geula Zoysi Yoysi Ketana. Look at the rest, you're going to tell me it's a Shvacha Geula, right? Nes Nister is much less than a Nes Niglam. Ki Adarabam. Ki Dovers in Moyoshu Yoysi Gedoyla Moid. Ligal Oysim Afkash Hayu Bastar Asponim. It's Punk Fakir. When it's in a mass of Geula, so the Abishur does a Nes Niglam, Seder. You're the boss. But then even in a matzav of Golos, where Hashem could really turn his face away completely and ignore Haman, ignore the danger of Haman too. But if Afal Pikein, even in a matzav of that was already a tzara, and now that we have a double tzara, he comes and he saves us, so the Maral says, that's the highest madriga. So he says,
The highest madriga to put us back into number one.
Right? Yeah, meaning because...
The highest madriga was
right.
Right.
Right. So he says, V'chol ha-ge'ula... So he says, "Mamash Yisrael here." V'chol ha-geula shehevi Hashem Yisbarach Yisrael. Every geula that Hashem brings to Klal Yisrael, sheyu yoidim hatoiva Hashem Yisbarach oisim Yisrael. Mamash Gavalik Yisrael. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do geula? He wants us. First of all, of course, he cares about us, but he also wants us to see it so that we should know that he performed the miracle. He wants us to recognize the geula. Hashem doesn't do a geula in a way that it's not shayach to see it. He does the geula in a matziv, in a way, in a oifen, that we could recognize that he did it. Ulafikach, zokta maral, geulas mitzrayim tamid maser akasa l'rezeh. And by Yetzias Mitzrayim, it always says, ulaman tesaper b'yozni bincho ben bincho eis asher salalti mitzrayim. V'chein b'chol mokim, it's always, tell it over, say it. The Ebeshter says, again, it's clear, the geula itself is a giloy panim. That's why it's a Nes Nigla. It's not, Hashem doesn't stop doing Nes Nigla. He does it because he wants us to see it and to tell it over. The kolzim ifnei, shahayu nisim giluyim umfursamim. The edu akolkim and Hashem izbarach hois zois by Mitzrayim. Aval agula zois by Purim. Purim was different. Mi moichiach shiyeh hakom and Hashem izbarach. Who is going to say that it came from Hashem? Hashem wants it to be known. But because it's the matzav of Golos, he can't do a Nes Nigla. So he has to do a Nes Nister. But who's going to see it? Who's going to tell it over? V'im hoisa Esther Eimeres. If Esther would say, Re'u atoy v'sho asisi imochem, ki italti yasem en aparonus. If Esther would be bragging and saying, oh, look what I did, I became the queen, and I said good things for you, I was your advocate for by Achashverosh, so she's going to take all the credit. Im kein, lo yoy anoy v'chasni Hashem. The whole chesed, the whole geula, would never be known. So what's the point? Hashem wants it to be known that he did it. So bechinam hevi agula. It's hard to say these words because the Maisa they needed to be saved. But he's saying, but if the purpose of a nace is lamat safar biyoz nebinchala, we have to recognize it, right? So then it has to be done on oifin that we could recognize it. But if Esther is the person that's going to take the credit, who's going to see it? Hashem, he says, unbelievable zach. Hashem wouldn't do it. He would just say, you know what? If you're not going to notice that I did it, I'm just not going to do it. So he says, "Ki kol geula b'shvil sheyedik v'yisparach go aloysam geula zois mimaydia." Who's going to tell over a nes nister of Purim? Avol kasher hoya Esther mochenes l'tloisa davar misha asa. Once we know that Esther has the mida, the oimer davar b'shem amrei v'tageid v'toimer Esther lemelech b'shem Mordechai. She didn't take the credit; she gave credit to Mordechai. So we know that Esther's the type of a person that doesn't take credit where for someone else's credit. She gives credit where credit's due. Shari Amra Dover Lamel Kushay Mordechai. Af Mashasa Adam. Even a person, she didn't try to take Mordechai's credit. Vili Amra Ki Anio Sisi Atoiva Zoislach. Lecha. Kadesha Yachse Kamel Atoiva Ela Tala Mordechai. She says, "Im Kain, Dr. Morale, Kol Shekain Shetia Toila Hagulam Misha Boagulim Enu BeEmes." For sure, she's going to be toiled in Hashem. Shehi Yada VeHikir B'Davar Zeh Kihaya Chachama Gedoyla Makaras Nitzim Shenasulab. Esther was very, she was very smart. She understood that Hashem did the miracle. So Lokach Amra, Dr. Morale, beautiful. Kol Oimer Davar B'Shem Amrei Maybe Gula Loilam Kloimar Ha Oimer Davar B'Shem Amrei Roi Shetove Ayadoi Hagula. He's saying a whole new pshat. Not the pshat that in the chus of being Amrei B'Shem Amrei, now the Gula will come. No. Pshat is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Geula to be done, what's holding him back? Hashem wants to do the Geula already. It's not the schutz for the Geula. Hashem wants to do it. What's he waiting for? He's waiting for a shliach. But what kind of shliach is he looking for? Not someone who's going to say, I did it. Someone's going to say, Hashem did it. So he says, it's beautiful. Of course, to bring the geula, you need tzchusim. That's not pshat in the Zayim Chazal. Kol Oimer Davar B'Shem Amrei, maybe geula in the pshat, you'll be the maybe. What we need a vehicle, we need a catalyst for geula. So, what do we need? So, by Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu, it didn't really matter. No one in Mitzrayim ever could have said anyone else did anything. By Hanukkah. It doesn't happen by Hanukkah. It's a beautiful Zach. We don't find this by Hanukkah, not by Mitzrayim, nowhere else. You know why? Because in those miracles, Hashem wasn't waiting for someone who was roi to be the shliach. Because there it was so open, even if Matisyoka and Gadol, or whatever, Yoshua and Gadol would come along and said, oh look, I did the Nes Hanukkah. You know what people would have said to him? Get the hell out of here. There's candles lighting for one candle for 8 nights. Get out of here. You're a shackle.
Why don't Mitzrayim was there to be...
No, so that's the galus of Yitzchak Zayim was. Yitzchak Zayim was the geula v'go'alti eschem. That happened as soon as by Makas Bukhairis there was a geula. Chayis was in a maximum of gilui ponim. There were miracles. They were already sovereign. They had no one else. Because they were still under Achashverosh. When everything was said and done, there was still someone who was bossing them around.
We're not talking about the geula.
We're talking about the geula from Haman. This yisoid. So Yoel is saying about the zach. Meaning this yisoid, it's more shayach to us than before, right? Meaning until now we thought that if you want to bring the geula for Klal Yisrael, no, that's not what it's talking about here. It's talking about that happens even in Golos. There are current geulas. It's a beautiful zach. The whole yisoid is amazing. Meaning he's saying is that we have little geulas all the time in our matzah and geulas. Things happen to Klal Yisrael. There's gzeir, things like that. Some of them we aren't aware of. Some of them we are aware of. Who are the people that are zoyche to be the guy in that good office in New York? You know, handling with that guy has to be somebody that's maybe the Turk. Who's that guy? He has to be a guy who gives credit where credit's due. Because if he's not, Kadosh Baruch Hu's going to can him. Because I need someone who's going to.
Why is that a stereotype? Once the story happened, why can't you have Hashem's name in the?
Because Achashverosh is in control and he dominates Klal Yisrael at that moment.
We have a Megillah. Why can't we write Hashem's name in there? What is
because
that?
This geula was. It has to stay Golos throughout the story. That's the Nakuda. Klal Yisrael stayed under Achashverosh's Golos throughout the story, and whenever Klal Yisrael's in Golos, Hashem is not like us, like in our matzah today. We don't have
never get the promise.
No, but once we're reading the story, when we read the story, we should be able to.
No, so we have to find, without Hashem's name, we have to find Hashem. That's the whole Nakuda. To find the Nes Nister. It's only because of Esther that we're even able to do that. It couldn't be Mamish Boif and Bar. But it's because of Esther that was Shaykh.
It's
not talking about the Geula. It's talking about a Geula, a Zoyvi, then the Geula's Purim.
It's like the Geula of what would have finished.
Yeah. But don't belittle it, because again, we're talking about saving Klal Yisrael from Haman. Hitler, whoever saves us from Hitler, was
at the moment. It's
not about the Geula. It's talking about saving us from Hitler. Even though we were in Golos, and a guy came and tried to give even a double zach, and Hashem saved us. It was all Nes Nister. In other words, whoever's going to be the shliach to carry out a Nes Nister, which is what happens all the time, that shliach has to be Omer Dov B'Shem Amrei. He has to give credit where credit's due.
Great.
No
question. That was
it. I understand. My mom's just like,
yeah.
It's a rocking cycle.
I wonder if I had a guy, if a guy was doing all my stuff, I would be able to
carry it. No, it's like,
who can be a beer?
Yeah. Oh, the shit was worth $1 million, my mom. I don't know. The shtickle is worth $1 million.